Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114-281-4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
I'm mad about it.
Good evening, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. Every Thursday night, 6 till 7, the best in indie alternative, electronic and punk music. And kicking off where? With Delta and Mad About It from his debut album, which came out a couple of weeks ago. Packed show for you tonight, as always. I've got the music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. And my special guests tonight are a band called Scorts. They're from New York City. They're over here. They've done a European tour. They're playing the UK at the moment. A few gigs around here. Managed to catch up with them on the tour to talk about their new record and, yeah, their journey as a band. That's coming up. This is New Embrace.
Dark is just
through the grenade. Win silly prizes from your silly games. Why all the worry? No one gets out alive. I know you're sorry, it don't make it right.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts of Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
Sitting reading a book was an ordinary, ordinary reaction. People had to work hard to retain the information, internalize it. It gave everyone a voice, a point of view, and then it polarized it. It's a form of torture for me, honey. Children getting milked for their day of money. Sad to see. I wanna thank you for writing it down. I want $100 bill in the palm of my hand, just like I'm meant to, for honing my skill. I wanna get wet, get paid, get upset again. The perfect product. I wanna thank you for writing it down. I want $100 bill in the palm of my hand, just like I'm meant to, for honing my skill. I wanna get wet, get paid, get upset again. And in my mind's eye, I can't control this habit. To decide if I will let you have it. I wanna thank you for writing it down. I want $100 bill in the palm of my hand, just like I'm meant to, for honing my skill. I wanna get wet, get paid, get upset. Though I'm grateful for you playing my song, don't want an algorithmic head to judge my soul from someone's basement or swimming pool when the music turns to data driven cold. I wanna get wet, get paid, get upset again.
They're called Dubinsky, that's Information Overload, and before that, Embrace Up In Your Feelings. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, home of brand new music of the indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk kind. One of my favourite bands at the moment, check these guys out. They are from Corby. They're called Luna Rosa.
We'll be right back.
Hands in the Air stuff, Luna Rosa, and that is Lift Me Up. It's 6:15. You listen to The Backroom on Sheffield Live. So, managed to catch up with these guys. They are called Scorts. They're from New York City. Their debut album, Incompletement, came out in October last year. They've been on a European tour. I caught up with them on the UK leg of the tour. And I'm going to be playing that straight after their new single. Check this out. This is Head Rush. Enjoy. So welcome to Ali and Char from Scorts. How you doing, guys? Welcome to The Backroom on Sheffield Live.
We're doing good.
Yeah, all good. Thanks for having us, Patty.
It's a pleasure to have you guys from New York City in the UK now. I know you've been around Europe for a bit as well, haven't you, before you've hit the UK. How was you in London last night, Shacklewell Arms? How did that go?
It went really well. I feel like it was one of our favorite performances and the crowd was really receptive. So it felt good. Yeah, I wanted to stay longer.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, because it's a bit of kind of a short UK tour. We've had a few dates around Europe and stuff like that. But this is the first time kind of a UK tour, right?
Very first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for UK, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you finding it? It's different. Are you finding it a little bit different to Europe? Or, yeah, every country is different, right? In Europe and in the UK, how are you finding the audiences so far?
Yeah, like you were saying, that was our first one last night. London was our first show, and it was
good place to start.
Yeah,
everyone was very kind.
Everyone was so kind.
We thought that they were joking. We were, yeah, are you kidding? Like, you're so nice.
Are you messing? Is it? Maybe it was the accents. Like I thought everyone was being kind of cheeky, but maybe I think it was genuine after all.
I got a lot of hugs. I've been hugged way more than I have.
That's how you know it's real.
Places. Yeah.
Yeah, you know it's genuine. The UK audiences, we're obviously big music lovers, and you know, and so's America, right? But and so's Europe. But I think it's really nice when you go and you get greeted in a way that's like genuine and like a pleasure to have you here and playing and stuff. So
yeah.
Your debut album, Incompletement, came out in October last year. And then you've got a new single, Head Rush, as we're playing on the show. It's a great, great record. Tell me about this record. It's got so many bits to it, I think. So many parts to it. What was it like kind of making that record? How did that come about?
Yeah. That's like all the music that we had made when we first started the band. It was from the first song to... it all kind of felt like it was a part of an era for us. And so we built it that way, and we wanted to get out those songs that were, in the very beginning of the band. I don't know, what do you?
Yeah, Head Rush. I mean, that track in and of itself, yeah, it was kind of came along from, we went back and found that there was like some jams that had like bits and pieces of it. And then I think we kind of just sort of selected certain parts and developed it more and more. And, but like, I think what Ali was alluding to is like, it is a song that's been around a while.
Mm. Oh, that specific record, that specific song. I thought you were talking about Incompletement.
I was talking about a specific song, but Incompletement is good to talk about it all. So it doesn't matter.
It is an older song, but it's been just like kicking around a little bit, and we finally, you know, it was fine. Like what she was saying is we kind of like had some stuff that didn't come out on the record that was kind of from the same era, and we're like, this is kind of some unfinished business that we're putting out
in a new way too. Mm-hmm. Like revisiting it with the spirit we have now and the songwriting. Mm. That we feel a little bit more like we're at a different level than where we were when we first started, just like the energy that we have together, just too, with playing, and like we know how to enter the studio in a different way. So I feel like it was cool to go and record those, give a little bit more like new life to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That's you guys. How did you guys get together? How did you guys kind of form? How did it come about?
Well, we met each other first. We met at a guitar shop, and
I had just moved to New York from Denver with the idea to start a band. I was like, I had a band out in Denver, and I was like, COVID kind of killed it. And so I was ready to start something and wanted to do the big romantic gesture and move to the city. So I was
living in New York already, and I was looking to start some bands as well. I might have been playing in a band already, but I was looking to you know, have a couple more projects, and Ali just started playing guitar in the guitar store and sounded interesting, and
I was looking for like a fuzz pedal or a distortion pedal. And so I showed up at his guitar shop and started. Yeah. And then like one thing led to another. And I sent him my demos because I had mentioned that I wanted to be in a band and start something up. And he seemed super serious about it. So yeah, we
started getting into the practice space and writing more together. Yeah. And then I knew Emma from another job that I was working. And she was learning to play bass at the time, and I asked if she wanted to maybe join us on a couple,
yeah,
gigs.
It was like getting the members for a heist. That's
okay.
what she had said once. She was like, it's like when you see the montage of gathering the groups, you know, like we're like, okay, like we all just kind of appeared and we were there to do the job. Yeah, it really fell into place. We weren't, you know, like, we didn't know each other before, like, so
sure.
We really all came together for the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been working pretty hard since then. I think you earned the title of the hardest working band from somebody in 2024. Was that down to like the relentless touring?
That we weren't even really touring.
Yeah, we still hadn't.
At that point, we hadn't even been touring yet. That's based on like a local circuit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like just for New York. Hard work.
That was just for New York. Okay.
Yeah.
Like we played, we were one of the bands that played like the most shows in New York, like in the New York circuit. And yeah, that, but yeah, I mean, it's been nonstop ever since. We like really hit the ground running ever since the first gig. It kind of just like, you know, the first gig was like a pay to play gig, and we're just like, let's just see what happens if we take this out. And like, we had some friends in the audience and enough other people in the audience that like, I mean, after that, it was just like we had a gig every week and
or twice a week.
People were asking us to play, telling their friends to get us on the bill, whatever it was. So
it
like happened like that,
very naturally,
and then it rolled into the touring, and
yeah,
it's sort of just been go, like we've just been nonstop ever since, and it's been cool.
And it's just rolling. And I was listening to it, and I read somewhere that your music sounded a bit like Elastica, which was interesting.
Oh, that's awesome.
I read that, and I went, okay, let's, because I was a big Elastica fan in the 90s and stuff like that. And and you can hear that in there. And I'm thinking, what other stuff do you listen to? Like, what are your inspirations? Where do you take that? What do you guys listen to?
I mean, yeah, I am it's cool. I didn't even realize we were doing like a Sheffield interview, but I'm a huge Arctic fan. Like one of the biggest influences for me, probably top three. A lot of that. And I love the Shadow Puppets as well. So anything with Turner.
Anything with Turner in, right?
Big Turner. I'm a big Turner stan. I'm one of those guys. But and then, yeah, for me, a lot of 90s grunge as well.
Mm.
God, what a, I mean, that's so
well,
much like Queens of the Stone Age.
I feel like
rock.
Yeah.
I started listening to like my influences that I had no control over when I was younger was like 90s country and like big female vocalists, like Pat Benatar and Celine Dion and like all of the Shania Twain, like all the women that really like they were really going for it. So I feel like I was in the car with my mom and I only knew to sing at like the top of your vocal range.
Mm.
And then once I really was able to start lime wiring music and like getting my own little, my taste about things, it started going into more rock and I started really loving the sound of like a plugged in electric guitar and just all the emotions of like of punk and how angry. And I was like, I don't really know what I have to be angry about. I'm going to find it. And then later on,
I've gone from country to being angry. And it's like,
I couldn't wait to be angry. And
no,
so
are you angry with Shania?
I could have been. No, not with Shania. No, I like, you know, like, but I all of that kind of seeps into the songwriting now because there's a lot of heart to it. And so I feel like that's where a little bit of that comes from. But Elastica is so cool. We were getting Baruch Assault too.
Baruch Assault. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And then when I listened, I was like, I hear it. I get it.
Yeah. They were great. They were a great band too.
Mm-hmm.
You were out on tour with Bridget Calls Me Baby, which love this band. How was that like kind of over America? I think they supported the vaccines over here recently.
Yeah.
What were those guys? What was it like kind of touring with those guys? And was it quite a big American tour? Was it a lot of kind of long drives and
man, there were a lot of dates, and it was cruel because they were at a point where some markets were, you know, like 1,000 cap rooms, and then other markets were like 200, 250 cap room. So
like
it
they
was,
were really packed out,
yeah.
all those like levels. They really knew where they had their audience, and it was
yeah.
just, it was a cool sold out situation.
Yeah, I think pretty much every show, maybe but one or two, was did sell out, and it was all around the U.S. A couple Canadian stops, so that
yeah.
was
made a lot of new fans. That was
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Really cool to be on a run like that. That was like, you know, doing two nights in Chicago at Talia Hall, and then like playing this like 200 cap room in Phoenix that was
yeah.
also packed. So it's like kind of a fun tour to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the drives over here are pretty easy, really, in comparison.
Well, we have a van back home that Char and his friend, like they built out like bunk beds in. So it's much
okay.
more comfortable for us out in the US. We'll go.
Oh,
in,
really? Okay.
And
that's
take a
that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Here we're in the baby reno.
Oh,
no,
okay.
We're pretty back home.
Fair enough. But yeah, like I said, the first ever UK show, he's playing London Birkenhead tonight. You're in Nottingham tomorrow, then to Manchester, and finishing off in Brighton. I think then you go back into Europe for a little bit, a couple of days or something. But then after that, what are your plans, guys? What happens after this?
We're going to be putting out an EP in October, I believe, with more stuff like Head Rush.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a title for the EP, but again, it is a lot of unfinished. It's songs that could have maybe been on the first record. So we've got new music coming out this year. We're playing a festival in Richmond, Virginia called Iron Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small group of bands, but it's a pretty
cool lineup.
Pretty hot lineup. Yeah, I think right when we get back from Europe, we're gonna the EP's already recorded, so like we're gonna be able to just chill for a minute.
Yeah,
sure.
I think we're gonna focus on like some of the visual art too. And I was talking to Emma today.
Yeah.
We're like, let's like we have some time and space to like think about something. Focus on all the visual stuff that somehow we always feel like we're running out of time to get all of the materials together that
okay.
comes with the music, because we're like, oh yeah, just write a song, and then you're like, wait, it has to be a whole world with this song.
So
I feel like we'll have a little bit of space for that.
Yeah, and then in the fall we'll definitely get back in the studio. We might have a little more touring going on, but the priority for me is getting back and working on the next record. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but yeah, lots of music to be recorded and lots of music to be released that's already recorded. So
amazing. Ali and Char Schultz, thanks so much for talking to me on the show. It's a pleasure to have you here. Pleasure to have you in the UK playing. Good luck with everything. Good luck with the rest of the dates. Good luck with the rest of the music. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Paddy. Thanks for having
Cheers.
Us.
Yeah.
Cheers.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
Be so fake.
New from Biba Doobie, that is called Sun Has Set. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, and it's time to do some music news for you. Let's see what's going on in the world.
Music news.
So a collection of early Coldplay recordings has gone up for auction, including an unheard demo that Chris Martin pitched as a James Bond theme. The archive, which has gone under the hammer via Wax Poetics, contains items from British producer, mixer and engineer Chris Allison, who helmed the band's 99 EP, The Blue Room. Martin & Co. recorded the five-track project shortly after they signed Parlophone, following from the debut EP, Safety, in 1998. Allison's collections bring together original audio tapes, alternate mixes and demos from the formative sessions at London's Orinoco Studios. Produced, mixed and recorded by Chris Allison in 1999, these recordings document a crucial moment in the band's development shortly after the members had left university and begun recording professionally. The recordings are described as Coldplay's earliest professional studio sessions, which lay the groundwork for the seminal debut album Parachutes in 2000, and an early version of Don't Panic from the group's LP appears on The Blue Room. Okay, Metallica, they've helpful funded 9,000 meals for people experiencing homelessness in Cardiff with a £20,000 donation to a local food bank as their M72 tour stops in the city on Sunday night. Cardiff Food Bank thought they were being pranked when they were contacted by the heavy metal legends or with the Mahan's Foundation ahead of their Principality Stadium show. Rachel Big, CEO of Cardiff Food Bank, told BBC Wales that they had an email saying, "This isn't a scam, please get in touch with the foundation." They said, "We're going to donate £20,000 to you." James Hetfield and co saved the day, as just a couple of weeks prior to the gig, the food bank issued a desperate plea when supplies ran worryingly low. Ah, that's good of them. Good on Metallica. Okay, let's do some new music, as always, all new music. This is new from Wet Leg. This is CPR, but it's obviously this single's been out already, but this is the Horse Girl remix. This is new.
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
Do you feel what?
That track's called Almost, from Sheffield band The Unvangs. Loving that. So, let's do some gigs. Let's see what's going on in Sheffield over this week.
Local and national gigs.
So, Chris Murphy is at Cafe Number 9 tomorrow. You've got Jim Jones, All Stars, at the Yellow Arch Studio. Soothsayers and the Lima Conspiracy down at Sydney Matilda. And Theseus at Corporation Saturday. The Lathams and Quayside at the Electric Studios. Got Skint Knees and Dearthworms down at Sydney and Matilda. Then on Sunday, Pup are at the Foundry. Stelios Kyriadikidis, I think that's how you say it, the Beaten Track on Monday. Wednesday, Super Heaven and Body Web at the Foundry. And Vincent Cross at Cafe Number 9. Some bands that have announced tours. Two Door Cinema Club have announced arenas. 27th of January, they're going to be playing Manchester Arena, and 28th of January at London Arena. Supports come from Circa Waves and Arcalia. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9 o'clock. The Coal About, with the first tour in a long time, kicking off the tour actually in Sheffield, the Foundry, 2nd of October. And then on to Newcastle on the 9th, Leeds Project House on the 10th, London Coco on the 16th, and then on to Manchester Hall on the 23rd, and in Birmingham Institute on the 24th. Pre-sale has sold out. General sale begins tomorrow at 9:30, and Dave McKay from the Zootons is in support. And the Cheap Thrills, they're a great band. They have got a few dates in October. Liverpool sold out in August on the 1st of August, but they have announced Newcastle Think Tank on the 8th, Manchester Academy on the 9th, and London Barfly in Camden on the 16th of October. And all those tickets are on sale now. Let's talk about this band there called Man Woman Chainsaw. I've been playing Nosedive for a while on the show. I love this band. Their debut album, highly anticipated debut album, comes out on August the 7th. It's called Cannonball. This is another track from the album. This is Get Up and Dance.
My brand new shoes are dancing on the ceiling. I don't think I've ever felt this feeling. Catch you in the street, falling on my feet. Have some pride, I'll make you mine. Take it for granted, think that you landed. The jokes you made, or the part that I played when I laughed. You don't have to stay. Get up and dance for me, my baby. Oh, oh, oh. Show me your willing to shame your family name. Got you crazy for me.
And they're going to be pretty awesome to watch live. Man, Woman, Chainsaw, and you can catch them live. They've got an autumn tour, but they're going to be playing in the Float Along Festival in Sheffield on the 26th of September, alongside bands like Sprints and White Lies. Okay, this band are back. It's been a while. The Big Moon, they have been guests on the show over the years. Their new album is out on 30th of October. Check this out. This is called Gravity.
Disappearing opens here.
On the back room.
Paper crown, all my people coming down around.
That's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. That's the Snuts and Defibrillator. Thanks to Ali and Char from Amazing Band, the Scores, all the way from New York City. Thanks to them for being on the show and enjoying their UK tour, being welcomed nicely. Some new albums out tomorrow. Mary in the Junkyard, Role Model Hermit, that is out, and Shires and Bonfire. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next Thursday with loads of great new music, as always. Play out with this one tonight. Mr. Jets are back. This is a hole to see the sky through. Have a good evening. Lost and hollowed out, spat out in despair, down upon my knees, passing through the crowds, sad and shapeless shadows.